Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The economics book Big Ideas Simply Explained is a visual reference guide by DK that introduces the history, concepts, and major debates of economics in a compact, highly accessible format. Part of the Big Ideas series, it is designed for readers who want a broad overview rather than a technical textbook treatment. The book traces economic thought from early trade and private property through industrialization, war, post-war policy, and contemporary issues such as globalization and market instability. Its core purpose is to make difficult ideas understandable through short entries, clear explanations, and illustrations that support quick learning, because it combines historical context with foundational theories and modern applications. The book works both as an introduction for newcomers and as a refresher for readers who already know the field. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand how economic ideas developed over time and how they shape real-world policy and everyday decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economics as a historical conversation, not a fixed body of facts. One of the book's main strengths is that it presents economics as an evolving discipline shaped by debate, crisis, and changing social conditions. Rather than treating economic theory as a list of settled truths, it shows how ideas emerge in response to practical problems such as trade, scarcity, taxation, and state power. This historical framing matters because it helps readers see why economists disagree. Different theories often reflect different assumptions about human behavior, markets, and government intervention. By organizing the material across broad time periods, the book makes it easier to connect classical thought, industrial era change, and modern macroeconomic concerns. That structure also prevents economics from feeling abstract or disconnected from history. The reader can trace how each major period added new questions and forced new answers, from early commercial exchange to modern financial crises. In this sense, the book is not only about economic concepts, but about the intellectual development of economics itself as a field. Secondly, how the book explains core market mechanisms through everyday examples. The book is built to clarify how markets function by breaking large concepts into manageable pieces. Ideas such as supply and demand, prices, incentives, trade, money, property, and tariffs are presented as mechanisms that organize economic life, not as isolated definitions. This is important because many beginners struggle with economics when it is taught as abstract modeling without context. DK's approach ties these ideas to familiar questions such as why prices rise, how money circulates, why countries trade, and what happens when markets fail. The book's visual format supports this by using diagrams and flowcharts to show relationships among actors, institutions, and outcomes. That makes the logic of economics easier to follow, especially for readers who learn better visually than through dense prose. The emphasis is not on mathematical formalism, but on conceptual clarity. As a result, the book offers a practical entry point into the mechanics of economic systems and helps readers understand how basic market principles influence both individual choices and broader policy debates. Thirdly, the role of government, policy, and institutions in shaping economic outcomes. A major theme running through the book is that economies are not self-contained systems governed only by market forces. Governments, legal frameworks, and institutions matter because they shape incentives, set rules, and respond to instability. Topics such as tariffs, regulation, property rights, welfare, and public intervention are important because they reveal the ongoing tension between market freedom and collective control. The book helps readers understand that economic policy is never purely technical. It reflects values, political choices, and competing theories about efficiency and fairness. By placing these ideas in historical context, the book shows how policy debates shift across eras, especially during industrial change, depression, war, and Reconstruction. This gives readers a useful way to think about modern controversies without reducing them to slogans. The point is not to champion one policy model, but to show that economic outcomes are shaped by institutional design as much as by individual behavior. That makes the book useful for understanding contemporary public debate in a more structured way. Fourthly, from classical economics to modern game theory and strategic thinking, the book also highlights how economics expanded from simple models of trade and production into a broader study of strategy, incentives, and decision-making under uncertainty. Classical ideas about markets and wealth are placed alongside later developments that examine competition, monopoly, behavior, and strategic interaction. This progression is important because it shows economics becoming more nuanced over time. Readers can see that economic agents are not always perfectly rational or isolated. They respond to expectations, rival actions, and changing conditions. Modern topics such as game theory demonstrate this clearly by focusing on situations where outcomes depend on the choices of multiple actors at once. The book uses this development to show why economics is relevant beyond prices and markets. It can also help explain bargaining, international relations, business competition, and public policy conflicts. By including these later ideas in an accessible format, the book gives readers a sense of economics as a living discipline that keeps adapting to new problems. That broadens the subject beyond introductory market theory and makes the book more intellectually complete. Lastly, why the book uses illustrations and short entries to teach complex ideas efficiently, a defining feature of the book is its educational design. Rather than relying on long chapters of dense explanation, it uses short entries, concise summaries, and strong visual support to make complicated material approachable. This format matters because economics can be intimidating for readers who are unfamiliar with its vocabulary or history. The book reduces that barrier by combining clear prose with diagrams, charts, and context boxes that reinforce the main ideas. The result is not a textbook in the traditional sense, but a reference guide that supports browsing, selective reading, and revision. This format is especially useful for readers who want orientation before moving to more advanced works. It also helps the book cover a large range of material without becoming overwhelming. The trade-off is that some topics are necessarily simplified, so the book works best as a gateway rather than a final authority. Still, its method is one of its most important contributions. It shows that difficult intellectual content can be communicated in a structured, readable, and visually organized way without losing essential meaning. In conclusion, the economics book Big Ideas Simply Explained is best suited to readers who want a broad, structured introduction to economics without committing to a dense academic textbook. High school and university students, general readers, and even professionals looking for a refresher will benefit from its mix of historical context, conceptual summaries, and visual explanations. Its main value lies in making a large field feel navigable. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how ideas like trade, money, property rights, policy, market failure, and strategic behavior developed over time and why they still matter, compared with more traditional economics books. It stands out because it is organized for quick comprehension and broad coverage rather than depth of proof or quantitative analysis. Compared with popular economics narratives, it is more systematic and reference-like. That balance is what makes it distinctive. It is not trying to replace serious study, but to prepare readers for it. For anyone who wants a reliable overview of economic thought and a practical map of the subject, the book offers an efficient and accessible starting point. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.